after craftiness. You have received the ministry of the Spirit. It's not after craftiness. So don't squander what's going to happen, because there's going to be a laying on of hands tonight. And we're going to talk about what happens when the apostolic source lays hands upon you. There's a transfer, a greater transfer of the dimension to come into your lives. Carry that. So don't squander what's about to be given to you. Read on, listen, and watch.
God reminds us.
Uh-huh.
I heard your call in the nick of time.
Uh-huh.
The day you needed me, I was there to help.
Yes, he was.
Well, now is the right time to listen.
Now, she's reading from the Message Bible. You may have King James or Amplified or whatever. I like the Message Bible because it makes it real plain. Amen. Amen. So, read on, please.
The day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late.
Right. So it's saying now what God is doing, you're going to have to get in a hurry about it. Don't frustrate the grace of God. Now, if God has given us and he's given us the ability to do something, don't frustrate it by neglecting it and just letting it lie dormant and just not doing what it is you've been called to do. Don't do that. Read on. Watch. Listen.
Throwing a question mark over everything we're doing.
Uh-huh. So the things that God is developing in our house, developing in us, we're not doing denominational work. This is not denomination. You guys are sons and daughters. You're sons and daughters, so what we're downloading is legacy. Everything that we've carved out in the realm of the Spirit, whether it's in business, whether it's in any area of life, that is your inheritance. Amen. That's your legacy. So you got an operation in that. That's what Paul would get to tell his son Timothy. That, listen, Timothy, the grace that's in me now is coming into you. I'm downloading my life. I'm downloading everything to enhance what you're doing. Remember, we was reading that David spent 10 years with Samuel to learn, to operate. Read on, listen, and watch.
Our work as God's servants
gets
validated are not in the details.
Okay.
People are watching us as we stay at our posts.
Come on. People watching you as you stay at your posts. We're saying we call, we commission, we've got the grace. Folk watching you. Amen. Family members watching you. Loved ones. And the devil watching you too. Everybody got their eyes on you. They're watching us. It's okay, because who's going to show up at the showdown is Christ. Because if Christ is formed in you, then that living word is going to begin to show up for this generation. Remember, it's not about you. It's about the people that God want to reach through you. And so you got to download that same violent seed into their life. And it's the word of God. He said, now, is not my word like a fire? Is not my word like a hammer that break the rocks into pieces? That word, remember, the dabar will drive you. Now, the word dabar means whenever you see in the Old Testament, it says, and the word. It doesn't mean logos, or it doesn't mean rhema. It means once God set that in motion, there is no reverse gear. He watch over his word to perform it. When he spoke and said, let there be light, it wasn't no question asked. There's no reverse. Once God set it in motion, he watch over his word to perform his word. The bar must drive us. That's the one that wouldn't let you rest tonight and to call it. We get a little glimpse of it. You know, when we say, Lord, I just can't rest. What did you want me to do? He get to messing with you at night. He get to messing with you. He be, you know, just like Samuel was with Eli. Eli was an old priesthood that God was doing away with. He couldn't read the frequency anymore. He was disconnected from God. So God began to speak to another generation that was peculiar, different, but was connected. Yeah. Was a priest, a prophet, and a king. That dimension must operate in your lives. You must be priestly. Know how to get to God and worship. Know how to love God when ain't nobody else around. You got to have that dimension in your life. You got to be prophetic. You got to be able to be like the tribe of Issachar to know the difference and hear the times and the season to be able to tell Israel what they must do. You must be kingly. That must be a sense of authority that you carry in the realm of the spirit. So when you show up, every devil in town begin to know that, whoa, wait a minute, something's happening. It's different. It's different than the rest of these folk. They carrying something. They not like the seven sons of Sceva, because